I had this amazing weekend last week. It was so much fun. A bunch of us went away and did a, no surprises, did a bike race. It was so much fun. So there's four of us that did this crazy thing called the Waka 100. So 100 kilometres in the Wakarewarewa forest, in the Redwoods in Rotorua. And yeah, there was another four of us that went as well. My brother came down from Auckland, and Aaron, and they did the 50 kilometre, and Carol was there as well. And I'm for Joshua. Joshua is Lance's son, and he did the 25K. So we had a lot of fun. We were racing individually, but things happen. Some people are just really fast, namely Tim Bedford. And he started 10 minutes after me because you have different starting times, and then he caught me. And we rode the last 55 kilometres together, I think, roughly, eh? And I was trying my best to lose him, but I couldn't. And then he tried at the very end to lose me, and he couldn't. And so we crossed the line together, and we had a nice hug with our medals. So that was my weekend last week, and it was really, really fun. We had a great time together. Yeah. Yeah, and we finished. It was quite an achievement. We finished. We were really delighted even just in finishing, I think. Yeah. Cool. Hey, today we're wanting to communicate something about how special God's creation is. You and me, and especially our tamariki. We are so glad that our kids especially are part of this church family, and we hope you guys thrive with us as you grow. We want you to know that relationships here and our times together, we want you to know that, you know, we want them to be really good for you and healthy and safe, because that's not always the case in life, is it? Things are not always what we want them to be. And this morning might be a reminder of that for some, and maybe not for others. Things don't always go the way we want them to. And I'm not just meaning things like, oh, I want to be gaming, but now I have to do the dishes. Not that sort of thing. I guess I'm talking about harder things in life that happen. Like when actions are done that are painful, or like when words are spoken that sometimes they sting, and sometimes it's hard for those words and ideas they plant to go away. Now, sometimes as a parent, I don't know about you guys, I picked this up off another parent, I find myself saying, don't let that bother you when something happens to one of the kids. Don't let that bother you. You know the truth. So, like, knowing the truth about who we are can be helpful in letting us not quite be so affected by what other people do and say. But at the same time, that's really, it's much easier said than done, isn't it? It can be really hard to not be affected by hard things. I think one of the really fantastic things about following Jesus is that Jesus reminds us who we are, or more accurately, Jesus reminds us whose we are, that we are made in the image of the God of the universe, that we are united to God through the faith of Jesus Christ, that we are united with all humanity. As I reminded one boy at Breakfast Club today this week who wanted to come in and make his own breakfast in the kitchen, you are special, but you're not more special than everybody else. So yes, we are special, but not more special than others. So I've got a story for us this morning, and I'm just going to read this, and then we're just going to have a bit of a chance just to have some still time, just to think about, you know, what that might mean for us, and invite God to remind us and speak to us. Okay, this is by Max Licato, and it's called You Are Special. And it's about some people, little people made out of wood called Wemmicks. I don't know if you might have heard of them. Okay, so here we go. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses. Others had large eyes. Some were tall, and others were short. Some wore hats. Others wore coats. but all were made by the same carver and all lived in the village. All day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of grey dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, they always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else to get another star. Others, though, well, they could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then, when he would try to explain why he fell, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many grey dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had a lot of dots. He felt better around them. One day, Punchinello met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It's just the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots. So they would run up and give her a star. But it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars. So they would give her a dot. But it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you go find out for yourself? Go up the hill, he's there. And with that, the Wemmick, who had no stickers, turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself, and he decided to go and see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. "I'm not staying here," and he turned to leave. Then he heard his name. "Punchinello." The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. "Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you." Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. "You know my name?" the little Wemmick asked. "Of course I do. I made you." Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the grey dots. "Looks like you've been given some bad marks." "I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard." "Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think."
"You don't?"
"No, and neither should you. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you are pretty special." Punchinello laughed. "Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you?" Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on those small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly. "Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me." Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. "Every day, I've been hoping you'd come," Eli explained. "I came because I met someone who had no marks," said Punchinello. "I know. She told me about you. Why don't the stickers stay on her?" The maker spoke softly. "Because Lucia has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them."
"What?"
"The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers."
"I'm not sure I understand, Eli."
Eli smiled. "You will, but it will take time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day and let me remind you how much I care." Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. "Remember," Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, "you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes." Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, "I think he really means it." And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. I was thinking about maybe having some dots and some stars and stuff, but I thought, actually, yeah, that's probably less helpful. I think what's probably more helpful is to have a square or something different as a something as a reminder of the goodness and the good things, the truth, the what God has communicated to us. So what we're going to do, we're going to have some music on and just a chance to reflect and be still. And maybe you would like to think about something general and true of everybody, like the way that we are made in God's image, or the way that we are made very good, or that we are friends with God, or that we are loved. So you might like to just sit with God with that. Or maybe there might be something more personal for you, like a recent insight as to how God might see you.
Or maybe there's something from a long time ago that we might do well to be reminded of in this space. So we're just going to have some time to be still, to pray, to listen, to think about who God is and whose we are as gods, and how special you and everybody is to God. So let's pray. God, here we are, and we want to take some time to thank you and praise you for who you are. You are so good. We have sensed something of your call in our lives, something of your goodness, something of your love, something of your invitation, of your acceptance, of your salvation. And we thank you and we praise you for that. There's always going to be hard things in life, whether that's having dots put on us by others, or whether it's the endless striving for stars. We need your help. So please help us in our following of Jesus to live faithfully and well for you. Help us to look to you, Creator God, in whose image we're made and in whom we live and move and have our being. Help us to live free lives with you as our leader and guide. We want to affirm today again that we belong to you, Creator God. Your love draws us and calls us to respond with love for you. Help us to always remember that you don't make mistakes. Amen. We'll just take 5 minutes. Thank you. God, thank you that you know us and hear our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers. Amen. And back to you, Gary.